A Springfield man is in mourning after a massive explosion at a port warehouse in Beirut, Lebanon, injured thousands and killed about 200 people, including his mother. Maureen McKinney talked recently with Nabi El-Haj, executive director of the education nonprofit iVenture. His mother, Zaina, died of her injuries the day following the early August blast.
Can you tell me about the day the explosion happened?
It was a nice day here in Springfield. I like to bike on the Sangamon Valley Trail, and so I was getting ready to go on a bike ride, and I usually call my mom in the morning before I head out and do anything. So I called my mom, and she didn't pick up, and I didn't make much of it. I thought it was the same time that she would be getting home from work, so I thought she was busy doing something else. And a few minutes later, my brother called and said he was at work, and said we heard this explosion, but there's nothing on the news, and we can't tell where it happened. Did you hear anything, there? Is there anything showing up on your news? And I said, no, there's nothing, but I called my mom and she didn't pick up, and so I don't know. And so we thought, okay, let's call my sister, Nadine, see where she's at. And so we called her and she didn't pick up. And so then my brother started getting really worried, so he left work and he started heading back towards our home. And meanwhile, I have him on the line, but I'm constantly dialing my sister to see if she'll pick up, and eventually she did. And from her voice, we could tell that she was scared. She kept saying, "What happened? What happened?" And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" And she said, "Well, the walls have caved here. I'm at the gym. I'm at the school, I don't know what happened. There's a lot of smoke." And so, the background: me and my siblings, we were born during the Civil War. We lived through many conflicts. We've seen bombings. We've seen certain destructions. We lived through the assassination of the prime minister, which happened two blocks down the road from our school. So we've lived through destruction in the past. And to hear how scared and how worried she was had us realize that this wasn't another one of those bombings. It wasn't another incident. That something severely wrong had happened. So she started making her way. She successfully made her way out of the school, and then started making her way, and it was down the road from our home. So she started making her way home. Usually that's a 10-minute walk from to our home, but it took her 30 or 40 minutes to get there, where, the rubbles were everywhere. It was destruction. The smoke was so thick, she barely see or breathe, and trying to make her way through to get to mom, because mom was still not picking up. We were constantly calling her and calling her. We tried calling the neighbors and no one would pick up either. We called the priest and he wouldn't pick up either. We called everyone who we could think about calling while my brother and sister trying to make their way there. As my brother was getting closer to the neighborhood, the roads were closed, and there was no way he could drive in, so he abandoned his car on the highway. And he took running on foot to get our mom. We lived on the top floor in the building, and that was about a third of a mile from where the explosion happened. And so as they made their way up to the apartment, they found my mom, and she was injured. She had bled a lot. So they carried her and ran down to the street. They tried stopping an emergency vehicle, and they found a Red Cross van was pulling up, and they managed to put my mom in the back of the van, and they drove her to a hospital on the west side of Beirut. And so she went to brain surgery, and she had blood transfusion, but she didn't make it. She died the next morning.
Tell me about your mother.
She's a wonderful woman. She was petite, about 5'2", but very sharp. She would fill the room. She was very articulate, very sociable. She made friends with everyone. She was very kind, and we were very close to her. My siblings and I were very close to my mom. We were friends. We went to her with everything. especially after my dad died, and in 08, we were very young, and so she was the only parent we had left, so we even got closer to her. I came back here after my dad died to finish my education, and she raised my brother and sister by herself, so we kind of watched her, you know, work hard and struggle as a widow to make ends meet, to, you know, make sure that my brother gets through school, to make sure that my sister gets through school. And she was a very strong woman in our eyes. She worked all her life. She worked in accounting. She was a few years away from retirement. And so we got our strength from her. Every time we dreamt about something, we would dream big because, you know, she wanted us to, because, you know, she was that example for us. And, you know, having lost her is leaving a big hole in our hearts and in our lives.
Were you able to attend the funeral?
It happened the following day after she died. So it was very quick. And, you know, given COVID, given everything that's happening in Lebanon, I wasn't able to attend. My mom is in a better place. The funeral, I just wanted to be there for my siblings as they mourn. I lost my mom, and it's pretty shocking to me, and still I'm somewhat in disbelief, but I didn't see her. I wasn't there before the explosion. I didn't have to dig my way through rubbles. I feel for my siblings. I think their experience is much more traumatic than mine. I'm grieving, but I think their grief is much deeper than mine and much scarier than mine. And this is why I wanted to be there, but I just couldn't.
And what's next for your family?
The next step for us and for my family is, you know, I live here with my wife, and we're the only family left for my siblings. And so for us at this point, all of our effort is to try to reunite with them so we can help them restart their lives, so we can keep them safe, so they can worry about normal things like, you know, finding jobs and buying a home, and not have to worry about, you know, whether or not they're safe if they're sleeping at home, or whether or not they have a home, or whether or not they can eat the next day. So that's all of our energy is being put towards that goal now.
That's Nabi El-Haj, whose mother died in the recent explosion in Beirut. He spoke with Maureen McKinney.